Track 3. Next, we have the Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
A Jane Austen event at Templewood near Cromer raised more than £2,400 for Hospice Ethiopia UK. As well as a dramatic reading of Pride and Prejudice by professional and amateur actors, the audience was also treated to live classical music and a cream tea. It was Hospice Ethiopia's third annual Jane Austen event. Hospice Ethiopia UK is based at Aldborough in the north of the county. Chair Sue Mumford said, "What a fabulous venue Templewood is. We are so grateful to the owners, Eddie and Tina Anderson, for letting us use their beautiful home." Says Sue, "The readings are a snapshot from a selection of the books. Our scriptwriter, Margie Seal, delights in using the original language to create truly authentic piece of theatre. They really are great fun and it's a brilliant cause." Next year, the team plans to perform Sense and Sensibility. hospiceethiopia.org.uk.
A new sponsor for Art Fair East. Family-owned optician and audiologist Dipple and Conway has been revealed as the new sponsor of the largest contemporary art fair in the region. Director Matthew Conway said, "Being part of our communities has always been at the heart of what we do, so we're delighted to sponsor this inspiring celebration of creativity that brings people together and enriches our vibrant local culture." Dipple and Conway join long-term sponsors Chadwick's Wealth and venue sponsor the Assembly House in support of Art Fair East. Set up by artists Brian Courtling and Will Tether, the event annually attracts thousands of visitors from around the country to view more than 1,000 artworks. This year's fair will run from the 6th to the 9th of November.
The Purple Emperor Butterfly has returned to Sheringham Park after a 3-year absence. It is currently a species of conservation concern in the UK due to habitat loss. First spotted in Norfolk in 2016, following a 50-year absence, Sheringham Park was believed to be the location of a breeding colony in 2018. However, sightings have dwindled in recent years. Now, conservationists are reporting an increase in sightings. Rob Coleman, Senior Programming and Partnerships Officer at Sheringham Park, said, "Things had gone a bit quiet on the Emperor front recently, and with our last sighting in 2021 and the establishment of populations elsewhere, we thought His Majesty had moved on. So I was utterly delighted to see a handful of male purple emperors soaring again in an oak canopy on one of our weekly butterfly transect surveys."